Okay. Okay, ten al gabi hasela. We had noted that the discussion, according to most Rishonim, the discussion was about her das. What does she mean? If it's her sela, she means I want to marry you. If it's not her sela, she means get lost. If it's both their sela, we're not sure what she means, but it's fine for the das. But where's the mice and kinyan, right? And don't say it's a kinyan chatzer, at least at first, the Tosa says, because that would work for her sela, but wouldn't work for the sela shel shnei. And we had three basic drachim. One derech was the regular, was a regular kinyan. That derech we attributed to the Rush and the Tosos Toch and the Sefer HaMakne and the Rabban of the Rashba. Rush, Tosos Toch, Rabban of the Rashba, each in their own way. And then we had Din Arev. We're not going to go back and cause that. That was the derech of the Ritva. And he considers this to be losing money, spending money by putting in a rock is not just placing money, but is expending money. And when you expend money on someone's behalf, that is din arev. And then we ended in the middle of the discussion of the most interesting rishonim here, which were the meiri b'shem, I think rov gaonim, if I recall correctly, whatever exactly that means. You know, it doesn't mean rov of the people we call gaonim necessarily. But and the Shikul Nodalimi and the Tosos Rid, who all sort of said something that doesn't match the normal rules of Kinyanim here. So let me just, I guess, frame this a little differently. The Tosos Rid says, right, says the Tosos Rid that Moses Lashon, wherever she
it doesn't really have to reach her.
Yes, like that it doesn't actually have to reach her reshus, but whenever he puts it someplace where she says, that counts as an asina, bain l'kiddushin, bain l'gittin, and he remarkably did not mention dini mamonos. That's if he has... a line here. He says... he says it's, yeah. That's the Rashba. Okay. The Rid says that anytime he puts it where she says counts as Nesina, Bain Lekidushin, Bain Legitin. Right, he says for both Kiddushin and Gittin, strikingly did not say Dini Mamonos. We said maybe B'dochak you want to say that that's true in Dini Mamonos also, and this is just some sort of expansion of Din Arev. If you want to, you can squeeze it in, but it's not the Pashup Shah. And we mentioned the Shitul Ono Dalami, who says that Kevan Shehechnis Hadavar Lishmirasa Chashiv Nesina, since he put it in her Shmira, meaning he put it someplace where she is now responsible for it. He didn't give it to her. There's no Maisa Kinyan, that's clear. He just put it someplace where she's responsible for it. And how do we know when you're responsible for something based on Dine Shmira, right? And based on Dine Shmira, he assumes, and I think that's fairly logical, that if I tell you to put it on a rock and you put it on a rock, and you at least leave it on that rock, then I am now responsible as a shomer. In these cases, there's a certain ambiguity, right? there's a certain ambiguity. The ambiguity is... but why does this count as Nesina? And we said, I can't promise you, I can't prove 100% one way or the other, but one way you could go, which I think is less likely, certainly for the Rid, is either expand or either say it's included in Din Aref. Maybe you could say it's included in Din Aref. The red has a broad Din Aref. Whenever you put it where I say, that's Din Aref. And the Shigalon only has a broad Din Aref. Whenever you put it in my responsibility, that's Din Aref. Maybe it's a little easier to say for Shigalon to me. If I'm not responsible for it, then you're really like giving me control or giving me a say in the ultimate destiny of the money. Either include Din Aref, and then it would work in Mekach u'Memkar also, because we know Din Aref works in Mekach u'Memkar, or you could say, based on the Meiri, that Kiddushin and Gittin is different, like the Meiri, or like the Rov Geonim. In the Meiri, say that Ishus is different from Dinei Mamonos. That is what the Meiri says. Says the Meiri, B'shem Rov Geonim. Says the Meiri, excuse me, B'shem Rov Geonim. He had this memorable line, right? Kamen Shemach. Right? The line is memorable. The exact grammar of the words in the line is not as memorable. Rov Gaon Mefarshim Shalom B'Torah Schatzom Leisha'ah Om the Dasub Shleif Shalom Yomeris Kem Shi Machzek Es Atzma Mekubelis Bekach. Okay, it was. Machzek Es Atzma Mekubelis Bekach. That Machzek Es Atzma Mikubeles Bekach counts, but why? Why should it count? She considered herself to have received it. That's very nice, but she hadn't legally, halakhically received it, so he explains. The Rov Gonomir explained very nicely. He says that She'en Shar Mechim Dom Lekudusha Isha, She'er Yeshu Rom Harbi Shatzer Sarach Lem B'Shar Kinonim She'en Shrich Lekudusha Isha, Go Mashiach Ha'agbav Dom Eyam, She'shar Mechim Hovel Gufash Al-Dover Kani Tzarek Kniach HaShuv Yosem Ina Isha. That, okay, the Meiri says he's not going to go with these Rov Gonomir. But Shar Dvarim in Mekach u'Memkar, you need Mamash a Kinyan because you're in the realm of Kinyanin. In Isha, it's not a Kinyan, you don't own your wife. Right? That's his point. Counts for Kiddushin. Why? Because Kiddushin itself is not about owning a wife. And if the Kiddushin itself is not about owning the wife, then to create Kiddushin, I don't have to make you own the Kesef Kiddushin. What he's basically saying, to use a phrase, which to use a concept which the Achrona made famous in the concept of Gittin, not as famous in the concept of Kiddushin, is that what's the Meiri basically saying? He's saying Ishus is different from Dinei Mamonos. Why? Very pashut. In Dinei Mamonos, the result is a kinyan of the davar hanikne, and therefore the process requires a kinyan of the kesef. When you do a kinyan kesef by mamonos, I am trying to own your field. To own your field, I have to make you own my money, which means I have to put it in your house or in your chutz or in a place where you really have a kinyan. However, in Kiddushin, in Kiddushin, the result is not a kinyan on the Isha. The result is merely a relationship or an Isser, but not really a kinyan. I'm not Kona, certainly not a kinyan, a guf. And therefore, I don't need, in order to own your field, I need to make you own my money. That's kinyan kesef. But in order to marry a wife, I don't need her to own the diamond ring. I just need a maisa nesinas kesef. I need to do a symbolic maisa. I need to give her something. But I don't need to give her something as measured by dollars and cents financial ownership. I don't need her accountant to consider that she acquired something. If I buy your field, your accountant needs to know that you acquired the money in order for me to acquire your field. If I'm marrying your girl, she doesn't need to. I'm not acquiring her. She doesn't need to acquire the diamond ring. Rather, I need to be symbolic by synesthesia of the diamond ring. And how do we measure?
Yeah, but you're demanding at least a shavaputa.
Measured by dine kinyanim. How do I measure a synesthesia? How do I measure my synesthesia? So,
it's like a symbolic.
Exactly, it's a symbolic mycenicina. Correct, it's a symbolic mycenicina. I would even add that. It's not a trade. It's not a trade. When I buy your field, I'm trading you the money for a field. I only get the field if you own the money. When I marry a woman, I'm not trading a diamond for her. It's a symbolic action. So she doesn't have to. She doesn't have to. she doesn't have to. Own the diamond. I just have to do a proper nesina. How do I measure nesina? So, measured by machzekes atzma mikubelis. If she considers herself to have received, according to the Rov Gaonim in the Me'iri, again, Rov Gaonim, I don't mean most of who we call Gaonim, I mean most of who he calls, or by nichnas lishmi rasa. That would be the shitul anodlami. When is it a symbolic maisa? The Me'iri says, psychologically, if she considers herself to have received it, that's a symbolic maisa nesina. Shitul anodlami says, no. It can't be so subjective. It has to at least enter into her responsibility. It has to be under her control in order for it to be a symbolic nesina. She doesn't have to own it, but she at least has to be in charge of it to be a symbolic nesina. And the Rid, the truth is, he's probably more like the Me'iri, because the Rid keeps talking about how he did what she said with it in order for it to enter into her realm. So I might say, what does that mean? That if he put it where she said, then she considers herself to have received it, because that's what she has. He doesn't have, I don't think he has a sound bite formulation. So he says, "Kamakam sheyidnem b'tzivuyak ilusam b'yadei hadami." So I would just say, "Nesina b'tzivuyah." Is the Rid. He put it where she said. If he put it where she said, that's a mice nesina. Not if he put it in a random place. How is that a mice nesina to her? But if you put it where she said, that's a mice nesina to her. Which again, it's very similar to Rov Gaonim in the Me'iri. And what we're claiming now is that there are three ways to read our sugya of Sela. One way is to say we're dealing with regular Choshen Mishpat, nothing fancy. The Ritva says something a little fancy, Din Arev, and a slight expansion of Din Arev. And we summarize the sugya on Arev, which we already seen once.
Just said the Ritva. That is the Ritva Shita, included in the Din of Arev. It's not such a... The Tosfot read is not so far off. It's the same as the Ritva, which holds that the Hanot alone is...
Okay, but the Tosfot read is... far off from the Ritva for two reasons. A, the Ritva says only Din Arev if you lose the money. You put it someplace where the money will get lost. The Rid makes no such, even if I just stop and put it on this desk, that counts. And number two, the Ritva only said it, and this is what the Rid's grandson said to me, we mentioned last time, he only said this by Kinyan Kesef, not by Shtar. Because Din Arev makes sense for Kinyan Kesef. Hanaz like Kesef. Okay. He would never have said that it counts as a get. How does Din Arev help for a get? It's a big chiddush saying Din Arev helps for a get. Now, where would you get this from? So the Pnei Yoshua gives us a tremendous insight here. Says the Pnei Yoshua, you know how we know that Ishus is different from Mekach u'Memkar, and that you need a Maisa Nesina, not a Maisa Hakna'a? You need Nesina, not Hakna'a. Let's just put some code words here. Hakna'a versus Nesina. And what are these Rishonim saying? You need Hakna'a by Mekach u'Memkar. By Ishus, you need Nesina, because it's not about owning. He says this comes from the famously difficult, intriguing sugya in Gittin Daf Ayin Chesam at Beis. What is it saying? Gittin Daf Ayin Chesam at Beis. And then maybe we can even add someone very chashuv to this third list. So far, basically like the first one and two is all the like famous, normal mainstream Rishonim. And three is like the weird Rishonim, quote unquote. Okay, we'll have to see if we can beef that up a little. what is saying Gittin Daf Ayin Ches Amid Beis? It starts in Ayin Ches Amid Aleph. This is the sugya of he throws her a get and it lands on the floor. Is that a valid kinyan or not? So, and now I'm skipping all of Seder Nashim. I am skipping a lot of the details here because we're not learning Gittin now, and that's a very difficult sugya, and every line needs serious limud. But the Mishnah says, well, Karov law, if it's closer to her, it's Megureshes. If it's closer to him, it's not Megureshes. Right? And if it's Suffolk, if it's in the middle, then it's a Suffolk. Something else, the get being on the floor, closer to him or closer to her. Meaning, it's a valid Gerushin if he throws it on the floor and it's closer to her. What does closer to her mean? So the more discussed, does it mean Arba Amos? Does it not? And Rabbi Yochanan says, and the Rambam paskens this way, I'm not promising everyone, so Bigmach looks at a paskin. But the Rambam's pretty chashuv, the Rambam paskens this way, that even if it's more than 4 amos away, if he can guard it and she can't, that's closer to him, it's not Gerushin. But if she can guard it and he can't, meaning if he can control it and she can't, he hasn't given it to her. If she can control it and he can't, meaning like she can run and get to it first, or then it's a valid Gerushin. Now, or if they can both guard it, so as I say, even if it's 100 amos away, if a dog came and she could guard it from the dog, it's a valid Gerushin. If he can guard it from the dog, it's not a valid Gerushin. We're not going to get into if they both can or now. So the Gemara now says a few things. And, sorry, I have to add one thing. I apologize. The Gemara says, Hai so medit for shasarabin. Now, what is strange? Now, is there such thing as, and this is the having Gemara, is there such thing as a Kenyan? If something on the floor in Rosh Hashanah, could you be Kona it? Who was in Shir many years ago? Bab Metzia. Can you be Kona something if it's on the floor?
Yeah.
There is a Kenyan called Dalet Amos, right? Yeah. Within Dalet Amos, I can be Kona. What's strange about this Gemara? There are three strange things. Three strange things about this Gemara. I think there are only three strange things in my read. Number one, Haiso Omedis, the Mishnah says, Bershus Harabin. Kenya Dalet Amos doesn't work Bershus Harabin. It only works in a simta, in an alleyway. It doesn't work in Bershus Harabin. So number one, there is a Kenyan Dalet Amos Bershus Harabin. And the normal rule is the simta. Only in an alleyway, not a Mishnah's Rabbin. Number two, that we paskin like Reb Yochanan, that even if it's further away than Mishnah's Rabbin, then Dalet Amos, sorry. We paskin like Reb Yochanan, that even if it is more than Dalet Amos. Number two, Lefi Reb Yochanan, in Yechola L'Shamro, if she can guard the get, Migureshes va'afilu chutz l'dalet amos. So this is really weird. Who ever heard of a kinyan based on him being on the floor? Who ever heard of a kinyan based on being on the floor? And even though we did, we heard a kinyan dalet amos. That's only in an alleyway, a simta, not a mishnah's rabbin. And that's only dalet amos. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan, the rabbin pass like Rabbi Yochanan. You saw the rabbin in Hilchos Ikshas, the same thing as Gerushin. Even more than dalet amos. And the third strange thing is the Gemara says, and the question is, do these answer each other up or not? Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan, says, L'gitin amru v'lo l'davar acher. Says Rabbi Yochanan, L'gitin amru v'lo l'davar acher. So the question is, do these three things make a pattern, or do they not? Why are there all these strange rules of kinyan, exceptions to the rules of kinyanim? A, that your kona versus rabbim on the floor, right? B, that you're going even further than Dalet Amos. And C, that this is a special rule in Gittin. Like, you know, maybe they answer each other up or not. And there are three basic approaches to this. So yeah, again, I'm sort of oversimplifying, because we're not learning Gittin now. The three basic approaches to the sugya are, number one is Tosos. Tosos says, there is no Chiddush. There's no Chiddush in this sugya. How does Tosos answer number one? Number one is, he answers number one, it says, really, it doesn't mean Rishos HaRabim, but it means the simta. Rishos HaRabim is loved after that. Of course they didn't mean Rishos HaRabim. No kidding, Rishos HaRabim. They meant, as Tosos says in Gittin, Lav davka nakat rishis rabim ela besimta betzide rishis rabim. It doesn't really mean it. And question two is, how about the fact that we're even outside of Dalai Lama? Here's another answer, but this is the most striking one. He said, no, the regular rule. The regular rule is that Yochol Lishmar counts as Toch Dalai Lamos. That's the regular rule. In Kol Tarkul, if you can guard something, and it's 8 amos away, that counts as within your Dalai Lamos. There's no exceptions. Why did it say only Gittin and not Davar Acher? Didn't mean only Gittin and not Davar Acher. That's not what it meant. What it meant is, and here he based himself on one read of Tosfos, he says, because in Get you can divorce her Bal Karcha. You can divorce her against her will. So what he meant is that, the way Tosfos takes Rashi, he says, you can only force someone to accept this when you're allowed to pay them against their will. Not in things where you need them to agree. So Tosfos says that just means that in Get, she has to accept it on the floor. In Mamanos, she doesn't have to accept it. Of course it still works. This is regular kinyanim. It just means she doesn't have to accept it. She's the option. And therefore he says, well, there's different cases of Mamanos. In cases of Mamanos where you can pay someone back against their will, they have to accept it. In cases of Mamanos where it's up to them to decide when to get paid, they don't have to accept it. Tosfos makes no exceptions here. This is the normal rule of kinyanim. It's just that in Gittin she has to accept it. Another thing, she doesn't have to accept it. Same as if you put it in her hand. The Ramban says, there is a chiddush. There is a chiddush because of a takana. He says, really, this is not the normal rules. The normal rules is that you're not kona something on the floor, Mishas Arabin. That's ridiculous. And you're not kona something outside of Dalat Amos. Rabbi Yosef says, even 100 Amos away. No, that's ridiculous. This is a special rule by Gittin, but why is it a special rule by Gittin? Anyone know why Chazal might have made special rules by Gittin? A special kulas by Gittin? He says, after all, sometimes the husband will throw it and then get on a train or a boat and go away, or then change his mind, and you know what? On the one hand, you don't want to encourage divorce. On the other hand, once the husband already threw his wife, you don't want to encourage people to get divorced. We like people to stay married. But once the husband already wrote again and threw it to his wife, at that point, she wants to be able to remarry. At that point, let's say the Shalom Bayis is not going to be saved. And then, poor woman, the husband's going to go away to Medina Sayyam and she'll be Naguna forever. So therefore, he kilu rak begitten, mishum takana sagunos.
That means that all these things are only midrabanan.
And all those things are only midrabanan. If you ask, how can midrabanan, the mater, a married woman, to remarry? The answer is, afkin rabanan the kiddushin minay, right? The chachamim can uproot kiddushin. Okay, but we understand where the Ramban's coming from. He has a pattern. There's two exceptions. It says only getting.
I didn't mean that, but maybe that's right. I meant that maybe all these things about kinyan that has to be told out almost is only midrabanan.
Oh, and no, because the truth is Adrab. It seems that the fact that it even works within Dalai Lama means Rabbanan. In which case, the Rabban is actually more attractive. Even Tolstoy has to do with Kinu, because it's a Kinu drug. Well, no, that depends on other things. Okay, we're not getting into the Lumbas of Kinu Dalai Lama now. Okay, but look at the Ramban there. He deals with all this Lumbas from the different stud. The Rid says, no, it's a Chiddush because of Lumbas. Not as the Takana Rabbanan, it's a Chiddush in Lamdus. What's the Chiddush in Lamdus? The Chiddush in Lamdus is he also works off Rashi. Rashi says there's something unique about Gittin in that it's against her will. He makes a very simple point. He says, hold on a second. If I give you something against your will, are you Kona? I say, no, you must take this cake. I baked it for you. Right? It's delicious, trust me. Not like the last cake. You must take this cake, and I stick it in your hands against your will. Are you kone? No, you're not kone against your will. No one's kone something against their will. He says, hold on a second. If Gerishin is Bal Karcha is against her will, then how can you talk about the husband being machna to get to the wife? The husband's not machna to get to the wife. Rather, what does the husband have to do? He doesn't have to be machna to get to the wife. He just has to be no sin to get to the wife. This is the famous Lundus of the Ketzos, which is a Mefurish Tosos written Gittin. The Ketzos didn't have a Tosos written Gittin. Don't think the Ketzos had a Vilna Shas. In Gittin, the Tosos written is on the side of the page. Hopefully people realize that when they saw the Mefurish. It's technically, it's not the Tosos written, it's the Piskei Rid, but that's not. He wrote two books, one more of a summary Levin Chanel style, and one more of the Ion Tosos style. So this was actually the Piskei Rid, but the same person, doesn't make a difference. Anyway, the Ketzos didn't have the Tosos written. He had the Tosos written in Kiddushin, but he didn't have the Tosos written in Gittin. But this is the famous Kiddushin that says the Rid, no, Gittin, and it's not only Gittin, he says very simple. He says, Gittin doesn't require haknaas haget from the baal to the isha. The husband doesn't have to be magnet to his wife, but only nisinas haget mi baal le isha. He doesn't have to be magnet to get to her. He only has to be no sin to get to her. And you know what? For Hakna, it would have to land in her Dalamos and Asimta. For Nesina, as long as it's closer to her than it is to him, and he intended, obviously it didn't fall out of his pocket. He intended to give it to her. He was trying to give it to her. She feels like he's giving it to her. He feels like he's giving it to her. It ended up closer to her than him, which is measured not with a ruler, but with ability to to guard it. Therefore, that counts as an asina, even though it doesn't count as akna. Basically, the Tosos Rid says in this sugya the exact same thing that the Rishonim said in our sugya. And who makes this connection? The Pnei Yoshua'er makes the connection. He says, I can explain our sugya based on the yesod of that sugya. He connects these two sugyas. I mean, now that we've connected it, we don't need him to. No, what I mean to say is that once you think of it, it's obvious. But nonetheless, he's the first person who I've seen in writing connect that. I'm sure people thought of that before. I bet the Rid thought of that. But he didn't write it. He says, just like in the sugya in Gittin, we don't require the normal rules of Kinyanim. Because you don't have to be makna to get to the wife. You just have to do a mice and a sina b'yalma. Likewise, Beitein al Gabesela, you don't have to be makna kiddushin to the wife. You just have to do a mice and a sina b'yalma. And the Gemara in Gittin actually says that whatever is true of Gittin is true of Kedushin because of Yatzal Haisa. So, this is a slight chiddush. The slight chiddush is here it's talking about shtar. You might say, by shtar, a mice machine is good enough. By kesef, you need hakna. Okay, maybe not. Maybe the Yatzal Haisa in the realm of Ishus, right? So, let me make a little asterisk here and continue this discussion. And then we are.
What did you make this there as a pasuk to kesef?
What?
We saw that in the Balaita in the beginning of the Rashba, how far you wanted to go with this Yatz of Haisa.
Correct.
And most of the Rishonim hold that you couldn't go that far.
Most of the Rishonim here, I'm not talking about most of the Rishonim here, I might be talking about a minority of the Rishonim. Okay. Right? Fair enough. Why is Maisa Nesina good enough for get? Without haknaas haget, why is mice and a semen good enough for get without haknaas haget? So, and who says it is? The Tosos Rid says it is because of this sugya. And why does the Ketzos say mice and a semen is good enough without hakna? Let me come back a second to this yisod.
I'm on the other side.
What?
That doesn't mean you're
not aware, right? Everyone in this shiur is welcome to take sides and to take sides strongly and be proud of the sides they take. But if you're not aware that there is a smur for the other side, then you're not invited here. Okay, give me a second. Here is this is a famous yisod. Famous yisod. which is that you don't need haknas haget, just maisa nesina. Who says this yesod? The Rid says this yesod based on the Gemara in Gittin Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis of Karov La, that if it's in the street, 100 amos away from her and 200 amos away from him, and it's close to her, Mekudeshes, the Ktsos, which I put on the next Makor sheet, says this, based on the Gemara in Gittin Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, right? Which says, what is the Gemara saying, Gittin Daf Chaf Amud Aleph? You can write a get on Isuri Hana'ah, according to many Rishonim, not all. Otherwise, it would be a knockout proof. According to many Rishonim, such as the Mashmas of Rashi in Sukkah and the Shuk Rashba in a few places, there's no Bailus on Isuri Hana'ah, and there's certainly no Haknah of Isuri Hana'ah. I can't own Isuri Hana'ah, I can't transfer Isuri Hana'ah, I can't give and buy and sell Isuri Hana'ah. So if you can't write, Rashi says, if I pick up a little Isuri Hana'ah, I'm not Yosei the first day, because it's not Lachem, it's not, doesn't belong to me. The Rashba says, you can't own Isuri Hana'ah, you can't inherit Isuri Hana'ah, you can't sell Isuri Hana'ah. So how can you write again on Isuri Hana'ah if it's not Shayach to transfer the ownership of that Isuri Hana'ah? So the Ksos says the answer is Pashut. You don't need to transfer ownership of the get, you just need to physically give the get. You can physically give Isuri Hana'ah, it's still physically there, which is Isuri Hana'ah. If you can write again on Isuri Hana'ah, but there's no transaction with Isuri Hana'ah, that proves giving again is not a transaction. Giving again is a mice in a scene. And this is the most, one of the most famous hakiras in Gittin. Okay, by the week or so we might have covered a lot of those famous hakiras in Gittin. Is v'nasa, what does it say? V'kasa v'la sefer krisos v'nasa v'yada. Does that mean, and he transferred it to her ownership? Or does that mean, and he did a physical act of giving it to her? So the Rid says, physical act of giving it to her. That's why it could be on the street, even without a kinyan. She doesn't own it, but he did give it to her. And the Ksos says, that's why it could be Isuri Hana'ah. She doesn't own the Isuri Hana'ah, but nonetheless, he did give it to her. Joel will remind us that Mipi Yashmua, we heard, that Rav Chaim disagreed with this Yisod, right?
Really?
Many were showing disagreed.
Yes, that Rav Chaim thought you actually need to be makta to get to her, and then you have to figure out how to deal with. There are lots of ways to deal with the Sugya and Gittin. You have to figure out how to deal with the Isuri Hana'ah. Maybe like the Ritva who says you cannot buy this Isuri Hana'ah. And how you do Malkor. You have to it's Xeris HaKasov. Right, which the Ritva pointed out. Anyway, this famous Yisod that you don't need Haknas get, just Maisa Nesina of the get, this famous Yisod. So, why, if it's true, I'm not saying everyone agrees. Not saying it's a famous Yisod that everyone agrees. It's a famous Yisod that many Rishonim and Achronim agree. Why? So you could say it's maybe only get because of because maybe it's only get. You could say it's maybe only get. Why would it maybe only get? Because as the Tosfot point out, it's Malkarcha, right? Or because it's okay, maybe you could extend it to all shtaros, because a shtar is not important, it's just what's written on it that's important. Maybe only get, because since the get is Balkarcha, how can you say that you have to make her own the get? No one owns something against their will. Or maybe only shtaros, which are not intrinsically valuable. But, what do we want to say? But what we want to say is, maybe this is just, maybe this is the difference between Ishus and Mamonos. That's the difference between Ishus and Mamonos. Meaning, why would they say this Yisod? That by get, you don't need Haknas haget, you just need Nesinas haget. Because Hakanah is good for Dinei Mamonos. If you're trying to do business transactions, if I want to buy your field, I have to make you own my money. But if I want to divorce or marry, to create or end relationships in Isurim, then who cares if you own the piece of paper or not? And who cares if you own the money or the sela or what, the kesef kiddush or not? What we care is that I do a symbolic by sedesina or not.
But you want to push it over to even you say that the shtar by maso matan also has to be nikneh fully.
Who says that?
That's the
Ktos says that.
Yes.
Right. So it's not crazy. So and let me just.
But you're extending this to kesef also.
And I'm extending it.
That's a big jump.
I added a big jump to extend it to kesef, but it's not my jump. It's the Meiri and the Shilin Lomi and the Ritz jump. And let me just. The Rav Gaonim, the Meiri's jump. Let me just point out to you the Rambam. Okay. Well, you tell me what the Rambam says. Now, who else connected these two sugyas before the Pnei Yoshua? I'll tell you who I think connected these two sugyas before the Pnei Yoshua. That's the Rambam. I think the Rambam saw the connection between these two sugyas and put two and two together and came up with four. Why do I think that? Okay, you'll tell me that that this is really putting two and two together and coming up with five. Fine. But I think it's coming up with four. The Rambam, interestingly, this is a strange thing. The Rambam wrote down the Ibaya of putting on Selah Shel Shneam twice. Right? That's peculiar. Right. Both in Perek Dalet of Ishus. Once in Halacha Dalet, and once in Halacha Chaf Aleph. Right? And they both, A, seem to be based on our Gemara, and B, to the best I could examine, are not based on Gemara anywhere else. In Dalet, he says, Hayasel Shel Shneam Rizim Kadesh Misafik. That's obviously our Gemara. In Halacha Aleph, he says, Vafilo Amr Lo Hanach Kiddushin Al Makom Zev, also Makom Shel Shneam. Hare Eilu Kiddushi Safik. That also sounds like our Gemara, even though he's not using Sela in that case, because there's no other place in Shas he could be working off. Why does he bring up our Gemara twice is a big mystery. The Or Sameach says, because maybe he understood there were two different ways to understand the suffix of Sela Shel Shneam. Could be like most Rishonim, a suffix in her Das, whether she intended it or to Kiddushin or not, or could be a suffix in the Maisa, whether that's a valid Nesina or not. So maybe, this is what the Or Sameach says, I don't know if better pshat, the Rambam wasn't sure, is the suffix in our Gemara a suffix in her Das if she agreed or not, or a suffix in the Maisa if this counts as Nesina or not? Since the Rambam had two possible spekos, and he wasn't sure which of the suffix of the Gemara, and he couldn't resolve either of them, then he brought down both spekos. In Halacha Dalet, the context is clearly Das. Clearly Das. He's comparing to the Ani and the Kelev and the Abba and the Avicha. The context is clearly, we're not sure what she means in her Das. In Halachah Aleph, the context is clearly the Mice and Asina. He's comparing it to her property, to his property, to Rosh Hasharabim, to the Gemara and Gittin of Safik Karav Lo, Safik Karav La. So it seems to be the Rambam quoted our, it's strange, the Rambam quoted our Gemara twice. I really was looking for, maybe there's some second Gemara like our Gemara in Shas Bavli, Yerushalmi someplace, and the Rambam was quoting each one once. I didn't find it. So it could be, why would the Rambam quote our Gemara twice? Again, he is misopic whether, he wasn't sure, whether the Ibaya was in her Das or the Ibaya was in the Maisa. So he says they're both Ibayos now, and therefore he quoted it twice. That's the Or Sameach. What's interesting is I'm not going to focus on the first time he quoted it. I'm going to focus on the second time. What does he say? He says, I'm a kaddishis of bekeshav obishtar, Joel bekeshav obishtar. Ain it sarshit in the kiddushin tof yada. You don't have to put it in your hand. Ella came and she rots the lizrok lo kiddushin. As long as she agreed, he should throw her kiddushin. Sounds like the Tosus Rid. She agreed. She wanted him to throw it. Vizarkan, and he threw it. Bein le toch yada, bein toch hekel, toch hatziril, toch sodesh lo yin kudeshes. Whether it's in her hand, her bosom, her yard, or her field, mekudeshes. Okay, so far not such a chiddush. Ha'isomedes v'shus ha'bal, okay, fine. Ha'isomedes v'shus shushas shnehem. What if she was in a joint v'shus? Vizark la kudushin midaita, and she totally agreed, and he threw her the kudushin. Lo yil yada, o lecheken, it didn't reach her. Ha'rizim kudesh kudushin safik. If it's a makum shal shnehem, it's kudushin safik. Even if she told him put the kedusha in this place, but also makom shel shneim, and it belonged to both of them. That's our sugya. Put it on both of our sela. Really, kedusha safik. Continuing, if they were in rishus harabim or a field that belongs to neither of them, bizarre kedusha. Karav lo, ain't no migureshes. Korov la harizim gereshes metzal metzah ushev safi blarav la, etc. He quotes the whole Gemara in Gittin Daf Ayin Ches. What does the Rambam do here? He starts with the fact that he can put in her hand or her chutzer. Then he quotes our Gemara of Selah Shel Shnehem, Safik. Then he quotes the Gemara in Gittin Daf Ayin Ches and Beis of Rishus HaRabim, where, and he makes tremendous kiddushim. He says, well, if it's Korov lo, and what is Korov lo? It means he can guard it, then it's no good. But if she can guard it, even if it's further than Dalet Amos, it's a valid gershon. Why is the Rambam, in putting together our Gemara of Selah Shel Shnehem Safek with the Gemara Gittin Daf Ayin Ches versus a Rabin? The Gemara didn't Gittin Daf Ayin Ches discuss versus a Rabin and not Makom Shel Shnehem. Our Gemara discusses Makom Shel Shnehem and not versus a Rabin. Why does the Rambam put these together? Now, if you really want to be an Akshan, you want to be stubborn, you'll tell me, oh, he's just listing all the different Rishuyos in the world. Could very well be. But I think, why is the Rambam putting them together? Why is he joining our sugya with Gittin Daf Ayin Ches and Beis? Because he's like the Pnei Yoshua and like the Tosfos Rid implicitly and like the Pnei Yoshua explicitly. He thinks the key to our Gemara is the Gemara Gittin Daf Ayin Ches, and the key to Gemara Gittin Daf Ayin Ches is our Gemara. The Rambam really thinks like the Tos, that by Kiddushin, you don't need Haknah, you only need Nesina by Gittin and Kiddushin. And therefore, once you and that's how he introduces it. You only need the Sina. As long as she wanted you to throw the Kiddushin, you threw it. Wherever, if it lands in her chutzer, it's fine. If it lands in both of yours, chutzer, suffik. And if it lands in no one's chutzer, which is a Rabbim, it depends who's closer to it. So I think the Rambam, Latinius Daiti, is putting these two sugyas together on purpose. Because he's saying, like, the Rid. Now, a lot of Rakhonim say, like, the other is bigger than the Rambam. This is just my opinion. They say, oh, no, the Rambam always fits it into normal Kinyanim. And our sugya is because of the Ramban, or because of something else, or Breira, or kinds of Hezbeira. I fully admit, you can look through all the Rakhonim on the Bar Ilan and find a million Hezbeira for the Rambam. In my opinion, the Rambam is putting these all together because he's saying that there's a gather of the scene of a Gittin Kiddushin which is not the same as the regular rules of Kinyanim. And what is that special Geder? Well, that Geder, in Rosh Hashanah Shneim, we're Mesopek, how to apply the Geder. In Rosh Hashanah Rav, it depends who's closer. And in her Rosh Hashanah it works, and in his Rosh Hashanah it doesn't work. That's what I'm claiming for the Rambam, and therefore, what I'm claiming is that I'll put the Rambam over here, even though I know there are Achronim who put it anywhere. And I'll put the Rambam over here, even though here also. There are Achronim, I mean, the Rambam doesn't say it works through mechanism X, Y, and Z, so you could say whatever you want. But to my mind, the reason he's putting them together, you have two choices. He's just putting them together because he's making a list, or he's putting them together because he recognized that there's a common yesod here. I think there's a common yesod here, and therefore the Rambam is putting these together and saying Kiddushin and Gishos depends on Asina, and Kinyanim depend on Haknah, especially since we already saw the Rambam say Kiddushin Kesef requires Hanah and Kinyan Kesef does not. So therefore, it's not so crazy. The Rambam has a different gender.
Why don't you say that the Rambam just has, like I once said before, relaxed rules of Kinyanim? You see that he has that by Maimon, he has that by Kinyan Chalim.
Okay, Joel wants to say that maybe you could take an approach and have your cake and eat it too, and you could say, we're talking about real Kinyanim here. Oh, why can we break the rules? Because sometimes you're allowed to break the rules of Kinyanim. Right? There's a Tosos in a few places who suggests that in some context where you really want something to happen, then your das is so strong that you can be flexible about the rules of Kinyanim. And some, meaning sometimes when you really want something to happen, you can relax the formal requirements a little and still be within the realm of Kinyanim. That's where Joel's going in the Rambam. It could be. I can't disallow it.
You say that by Hector's. You say that by Kinyan Chalipin, according to Reb Chaim's Hezber of the Rambam.
Okay, but those are all specific. Okay, could be. I'll leave that as a could be. I won't argue with him, but I don't necessarily see a... I don't see in the Rambam... Okay, I don't necessarily see a hint of that in Lashon the Rambam. I don't want the Svara, but...
Going to the Rambam, you don't have to come up with Afkinu also.
Okay, fair enough.
In general, about the is the question asked about why this is an Amixar and Krisos, so like you own it? Like, everybody would agree. If I said, here, you can keep this Shtar, but you don't...
Everyone agrees if I say to you, I'm being no saying physically a Shtar to you, but I still own it as Hustle.
because that's a lack of krisos, right? Because then we're not really separated because I can take it back and rip it up.
Right.
Okay, let me just be fair. When I say all you need is a mice and a sina and not a hakna'ah, I don't mean the husband can specifically intend to keep owning the shtar. That for sure doesn't work. That's a chisaron of krisos. What I mean is that he has to intend that he's giving over the shtar to her and that he wants her to have the shtar or this kesef. He just doesn't have to meet the formal rules.
Right, but that's what I'm commenting on. Isn't that interesting? Because technically at that moment when it's 100 feet away from her and she's able to be shomer, but that doesn't actually accomplish anything in terms of metafilm and kirking at him. So he still owns the piece of paper. So if he decides at that moment he yells at her and says, don't touch it. It's actually, I want to take it back. That's my piece of paper. Don't you take it. So that shouldn't be.
Okay, you're asking a fascinating question. What if he would throw it, be closer to her, Mrs. Rabin, and then he would say, I want it back?
Because he owns it.
If you say that then it's not divorced, then she was never divorced. And if you say then she is divorced, then it's funny how she could be divorced if this seeming to sort of increase us. So you could say one of two things. But one thing, which is in some of the achronim, including maybe the Imri Bina that was in the brackets, or else I don't quote exactly where, is that it could be that once she's divorced, she automatically has the right to keep the shtar and he can't take it back.
But what can it happen? That's the whole point that they're saying. You don't need a mice. But it's basically saying that mice and a
sin. What I'm saying is that there's someone who would say, you don't need a haknon to get to create the gerushin, but it's a side effect of the gerushin she's told him to get.
Right. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay. So you could give that answer. Okay, now, I just want to point out, if you'll allow me to go a little out of order, the Gemara says, the Gemara says a little later that how do you do kedusha shtar? You can even write on a cheres, on a pottery shard, even though it's not worth a pruta. Kedusha shtar doesn't have to be worth a pruta. Doesn't have to be worth anything. Can kedusha shtar be on isurei hana'ah or not? Right? So that's not discussed anywhere in the Bavli. Can kedusha shtar be on isurei hana'ah? I'm going to need some space. I'm sorry. Can kedusha shtar be on isurei hana'ah? Is not discussed anywhere in the Bavli. The only thing discussed in the Bavli is that a get is allowed to be on Isurei Hana'ah. A get's allowed to be on Isurei Hana'ah. What about other things? What about Kedusha Shtar? What about Shtar Asu Mekach U'Memkar? Right? That's an interesting question. It's a valid question. So, you'll just have to remember what's on the board. I'll have to erase a little piece.
You also wanted to distinguish between Shtari Rai and Shtari Kenyan also?
Not at this point. No, I'm dealing with Shtari Kenyan at this point. We'll get to that later, whatever day we get to that. How about Shtar Kenyan al Isurei Hana'ah? By Shtar Kenyan, I mean not a Shtar you bring to Bezdin later on to prove something, but a Shtar that creates a Chalos. Right? It's important jargon that the Achronim have, and the Rishonim suggest the Gemara might have had this jargon, this concept, just use different words. There's Shtari Kenyan and Shtari Raya. Shtari Raya means I'm bringing the Shtar in to prove something as testimony. Shtari Kenyan means the Shtar creates the Chalos. Like a get is a Shtar Kenyan and a Shtar Raya. She could also use it as proof, as Tosus points out. Okay, Oshi Keno Shiloh, correct. As Tosus points out. So, can a Shtar be written on Isurei Hana'ah? So what does it say? The Bavli says, Gittin, Daf Chof Amin Aleph, that a get is kosher on, or kosvin get al Isurei Hana'ah. Well, it's not clear you can do it l'chachila, but at least a get is kosher even if it's on Isurei Hana'ah. What does the Yerushalmi say? The Yerushalmi here in Kiddushin, I didn't put the Yerushalmi in a Koresh sheet because the Rishonim quoted the Yerushalmi very thoroughly, but I'm sure you could have looked it up. The Yerushalmi in Kiddushin says, well, says depends. Says depends what kind of Isurei Hana'ah, right? Okay. What does it say? It says, get Ushtar Kiddushin al Isurei Hana'ah d'oraisa is possible on Isurei Hana'ah d'rabbanan is kosher. Is that not what the Yerushalmi says? Right? It says, get and Kiddushin are the same, at least what it seems the same, until the Miyu gets through with it. Kedusha and Gerushin are the same. Shtar is a shtar. But on Kedusha, you're under the rice, it's pasul, only under abundant, it's kosher. And the Yerushalmi just adds that Kedusha Kesef, this is Mefurish in the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, right? Af Isser Hanad Durabanan is puzzle. By puzzle, I mean doesn't work at all for Kedusha Kesef. Kedusha Kesef is obvious. Kedusha Kesef, you actually need to receive some value, to receive some Hanah, even if it's Isser Hanad Durabanan, it's no good. So this is a facet, by the way, this is a. I don't want to get into the Derais Durabanan really, but this is a fascinating Yerushalmi. What does Yerushalmi say? Kesef. Even on Isur HaNa Durabanan, there's no good. That's a famous statement of Rav, or Rabbi Meir Yerushalmi, Mekadesh B'Shah Chometz B'Shah Shishas Olamal Afilu B'Chitei Kordonaisa, even in Chometz Durabanan, is not valid. But in Shtar, it's valid on Isur HaNa Durabanan. Why? Because in Kesef, it's the Chefetz itself that's important. In Shtar, it's what's written on it that's important. There's different yourselves what word they use, but that's what they mean. What's the, why in Shtar, in Kesef, I understand. Who cares why it's Asur HaNa? It's not worth anything. Right? It's no shovi. Why in Shtar do we distinguish between Isser Daraisa Hana and Isser Hana Daraisa and Isser Hana Midrabanan? So clearly, okay, this is a bit of a. Alright, I already erased the board. This is a tangent, but it's a delicious one. True, very true. What's the difference between Kesef in the Yerushalmi? Difference between Kesef and Shtar is that Kesef needs Shovi, needs to be worth something. Even if you're another abundant, is that worth something? Or according to the Rambam, you need Hana. Even if you're another abundant, you can't get nuts, if you're abundant, right? And any Isser Hana has no shovi, is not worth anything, and you don't get Hana from because it's Asur Hana. So that's why by Kesef anything's possible. Shtar, clearly, Pashut, obviously Shtar does not need shovi, it doesn't have to be worth a pruta or Hana. That's clear. You don't need Nene from the Shtar, you don't need shovi from the Shtar. The whole point of a Shtar is it doesn't have to be worth a lot. It's just what's written on it that's important. Next interesting issue in Yerushalmi is, again, this is not our main topic, it's just, you know, we mentioned this Yerushalmi, we can't not analyze it, is within Shtar, what is the difference between Isur HaNa D'Oraisa and Isur HaNa D'Rabanan, right? Meaning by Kesef, it's all Asur HaNa, it's not worth anything. You're not Nendes, it's no good. By Shtar, Isur HaNa D'Oraisa doesn't work, but D'Rabanan does work. Why is that? Right? Valid question. So, excuse me. Valid question. So, here we have two approaches in the Mefarshim. There is a less Lundish approach and a more Lundish approach. One approach is that really a shtar doesn't need to be worth anything. It should be good. But an Isser HaNa D'Oraisa, they were gozer mevatel it, because you violated such a big Isser HaNa, that it's a gzeira to passel it, because you need to make a gzeira. Atu, Isser HaNa D'Oraisa. You don't want people to start, you're going to write on Avodah Zarah, and people start thinking Avodah Zarah is okay. You're going to write on Chavetz and Pesach and Orla, and people think it's okay. You're going to write on Shara Niskal, and everyone will start plowing with Shara Niskals. So you could say, although this is not so attractive, right? You could say that it's really always kosher, but they were gozer on Isur HaNa D'Oraisa to be mafkia the shtar. Okay, that's the less exciting way. That really it's always kosher, and Isur HaNa D'Rabanan they didn't make zero like zero, but Isur HaNa D'Oraisa they made a gzeira, lest people start taking Isur HaNa D'Oraisa lightly, they made a gzeira to be mafkia the gerushin and the kiddushin. Okay, and then what's the difference between Doraisa and the difference is Pasha. We make a Gzera up to a Doraisa. We don't make a Gzera like Gzera. Right? But the Lamdish Derech is, and this will tie into a sugya later in our Perek, right? So you could say the Gzera, or you could say that what's the difference between Yisura and Doraisa and Yisura and Darabanan? Here you have to get into deep Lamdus. Everyone knows the famous Vesha Chachma, a Nisivas, if you want, says there's a fundamental difference between Doraisa and Darabanan. Joel?
I don't know. Okay, fine.
The Joel makes light of this, but you could say that there's a fundamental difference between Yisur and Doraisa and Darabanan. Doraisas are definitional of the Chefza. Whatever it says in the Torah is the etzem definition of what it is. Darabanan, that's not definitional of the Chefza. Okay, there's a Yosef Engel who says, no, don't underestimate the power of the Chacham Melomus Al Yom. But Darabanan is not, the Nesiva says, and the Meshech Chachma says, or at least the Meshech Chachma says, Darabanan is not defining the Chefza. A Darabanan is more of an Yisur Gavra that we have to refrain from using it. But Darabanan can't change the core identity of the Chefza. Darabanan can't change the molecules, the spiritual molecules of the Chefza. They can only make rules for how we treat the Chefza. What we call Chefza Gavra. So you could say, I'll be Lundus. Is that an Iser Hana'a de Oraisa is not a Chefza of Mammon. An Iser de Oraisa, the Chefza is not Mammon. If the Chefza is not Mammon, then you can't give it over as a Shtar, because the Yerushalmi thinks that you have to be Machna the Shtar. Is that a Chefza of Mammon? But an Iser Hana'a Midrabanan is a Chefta of Mammon. It's just practically useless. Again, why do I call this Lamdush? Because they're both useless. But one is useless because the Chefta is defined as not a Chefta of ownership and subject to ownership and rights. The other is a Chefta, which is a Chefta of Mammon. But practically, we can't use it.
Then you have to distinguish between the type of Yisur Darabanan.
Okay, you're seeing Hasha from the Grizz on the. We know the Grizz about Shah Shishis.
I'm not asking from the Ramban.
Okay, what I will answer you is that I have other Makoros up my sleeve, not the Yerushalmi. To distinguish exactly the way you say it between different types of Darabanan and make this Chakir within different types of Darabanan. Within the Yerushalmi, you have to say not that way, perhaps. Okay. Or maybe after the Yerushalmi, I'm not sure. But come to the Yerushalmi is not that way. I have other Makoros in Tosfosim that can go that way.
What's the Nafgamina?
The Nafgamina is not for Kedusha Kesef. Kedusha Kesef, either way, it doesn't work. It's not worth anything to you, so what have I been mahana you? You know, what have I benefited you? But the Nafgamina is Kedushay Shtar, because Kedushay Shtar is purely a formal. Is that if you need Hakna Shtar, and Iser Hanada Raisa, you can't be Makna the Shtar to you. Again, you shall me, I'm not talking about the Bavli. I can't be Makna the Shtar to you, because the Chefza that's not that Mufka from Mammon. But in Iser Nadar Banan, the Shtar doesn't, you can't use it for anything, but I can be Makna the Shtar for you. So formally, it is what?
But it is Hanna. The Rabbanan said, treat it as if it's like an Iser Hanna the Raisa. And this is Hanah.
Okay, it's not so posh. It's Hanah. There are many Rishonim right there being divorced. Being divorced is not Hanah because that's only a halachic status, and a halachic status is not Hanah because mitzvah slavli hanos ninu. So it could be that's not Hanah. It's a good question. Or you could say even if it is Hanah, it's still chal b'dievet, perhaps. It's still chal b'dievet, perhaps.
The Rabbanan didn't apply it.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has this chilut in Doraisa and Darabanan, chilut in Shtar and Kesef. The chilut in Shtar and Kesef is easy, which is that by Kesef you need practical usefulness, or else how have I benefited? How is it shoved into me? And by Shtar you just need a formal thing. Within Shtar, why are they mechalking Doraisa and Darabanan? Either Shtar should always work because you don't need Hakna, like the Ktos and the Rit. Just by Doraisa they made a gezeira to beef up the Isser and they took it away, the Chalos. Or you could say that no, that you do need Hakna of the Shtar, unlike the Ksos and the Rit and the Yerushalmi. Just, excuse me, an Isra Hanada Raisa is mufka from the realm of Mamonis, because the Bechefta, it's not Mamon. Well, an Isra Hanada Rabbanon, Bechefta is Mamon.
Why isn't that called? Maybe it's what he was just asking, but why isn't that called in terms of Kesef then?
Hmm?
In terms of Kesef then, why isn't that an Isra Hanada Midr Rabbanon?
Ah, because as the Ritva says on that Gemara in Pesachim, the Isra Hanada Rabbanon, he says, and what if something would be perfectly useful, but the king made a law that whoever uses it will get killed and no one ever wants to use it. From now on, it's not Shavar Pruta, because Shavar Pruta depends on society, not on theory.
Could it easily, let's say it's a really expensive car that somebody uses as voters are. So maybe you'll find some guy you can be willing to stomach that Isra for this.
Okay, but you're from Yud and you wouldn't sell it to that guy, so it's still not worth anything to you.
Maybe I'm not so from.
Okay, Yesh Lion, but it could be that that we would not take that into account.
I mean, I would assume it was because by Kesef, you could say that Chazal were Machkiyah because of...
Okay, you can take that way also. That's the Tosos takes that way. Okay, let's go back.
Yeah, according to the Rishalmi.
Correct, this is according to the Rishalmi. Okay, now let's go back to this basic point. Let's go back to Halacha L'maisa. Halacha L'maisa, we paskin like the Bavli. We paskin like the Bavli. That Alisuriano works, and the... Now, how do you miyashi the Bavli and the Rishalmi? Right? How do you get the Bavli to work with the Rishalmi? Right? Stira, Bavli, Rishalmi, and Get. Stira. Between the Bavli and the Rishalmi, Le'inyan Get.
Why do you have to? Why can't you say
so? Right. So the most poskim just say, it's a machlokes. And we paskin like the Bavli. The Me'iri here suggests something radical. The Me'iri here says that the Kavana of the Yerushalmi is really like the Bavli. And when the Me'iri says something very radical, he says the Bavli really means, the Yerushalmi really means the same thing as the Bavli. It didn't mean what it said. Right? The Me'iri, this is a little radical. If you don't buy it, that's okay. I'm mocking you not to buy the Me'iri, but you have to admit the Me'iri said it. The Me'iri said very, very radically. He said, what about this Yerushalmi? He says that... give me a second. El Me'at... sorry. Be'isra Anashal Torotim Kudeshes. When the Yerushalmi said, "Be'isra nami divrehem and einim mekudeshes be'isra hanashal Torah," that be'isra hanashal Torah is not mekudeshes, the Gemara meant that as a bitmia, right? Really, you're going to distinguish between Doraisas and Drabanans? Nah, she's always mekudeshes. The Yerushalmi was just saying the Yerushalmi didn't mean that the different thing Yisra and Doraisas and Drabanan. The Yerushalmi just meant, do you think that really in an Isra Nashal Torah shall be Mekudeshes? Nah, really, she's always Mekudeshes. Okay, and the Rashba at first, the Shut Rashba, in his Havamina, it's a little radical, said that really, the Bavli is Maskim to the Yerushalmi. Okay, this is two radical ideas. Number one, you have to say that when the Yerushalmi said that there's a difference between Doraisa and Darabanan, they didn't actually mean there's a difference between Doraisa and Darabanan. What they really meant was... that was a havmina, and then they rejected it. Okay, so he says that the Yerushalmi, not a bitmia, sorry, he says it was only a havmina. The Yerushalmi said, you might think there's anything to rise to own, but there really isn't. And that the Bavli, you can make an okimta, the Shabbos says, maybe you can make an okimta in the Bavli, that it's only talking about Isra Hanami Drabanan, which is very difficult. Okay, these two last sheets are very difficult. The Me'iri says, Yerushalmi never meant to distinguish that was a Havmina, and then it's rejected. That's not a shot. The Shut Rashba suggested the Havmina didn't even stick with it. The Bavli really means like the Yerushalmi. The Bavli really means it's okay by Darabanan, not by Daraisas. That's not pshat. The mainstream pshat that we assume, and this is the Pesach in Shulchan Aruch, is the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi, and the Bavli assumes that all Yisuri Hanah is valid. I'm pretty sure, then don't paskin based on this, that if you look in the Shulchan Aruch of his Gittin, we paskin, that an all Yisuri Hanah a get is valid like the Bavli, and we don't worry about the Yerushalmi. I'm pretty sure that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, none of us are likely to paskin these cases anyway. Yes?
This is all assuming, right? I think using the Surah Hanoah for the purpose of writing the Shtar, any Shtar, it's an Isur.
Oh, so a lot of the Rishon HaRechonim say, we're not saying you should do this, l'chatchila. We're just saying if you did it. Right, a lot of Rishonim say there's only if you did it. Because you shouldn't do it l'chatchila because at least you're saving money of buying a different piece of paper. Yeah.
Once we're saying that Yerushalmi is an inside in terms of the Bavli, Allah might get, so does Rebbe think that indicates anything about Kedushim too? How can we accept the Yerushalmi for Kedushim?
So, that's exactly the Maskana of the Shem Rashba. Now, let's just go on for a second to this was all just a very, very fascinating tangent. This is all a very fascinating tangent. The Bavli says Yisrael and are fine for Shtar. The Yerushalmi is Mechalkin Darais and Rabbanans, and we discuss what's the story of the Yerushalmi, we discuss how to resolve the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. The point I wanted to bring out is, given that we pass like the Bavli, which we do, right? Given that we pass like the Bavli, is there a difference between different shtaros? So the Imre Bis, is there a difference in different shtaros? Is there a difference in different shtaros? And here we have three shitas. We have three shitas. The Rashba says, the Shut Rashba says, and by the way, we're machber for this in the Shulchan Aruch, in case it comes up to Maisa, just because of Chumra de Eishas Ish. The Shut Rashba says, get a kasvo al isra hana de oraisa is kosher. But shtar kiddushin that you wrote on an isra hana de oraisa is pasul. I get okay on isra hana, but kiddushin's not. The Ktsos Paskins, that I put on the sheet here, the Ktsos Paskins, get Ushtar Kiddushin on Isuri Hana's Kosher, but Shtari Kenyan of Mammon on Isuri Hana are Puzzle. And I quoted the Imre Bina, that I just took one line, and I put it inside the Makoros list, who says, Re'ishi b'tzos ha'choshen, shekasav, etc. V'lo yadat yamai, hanesina mikri, even if it's Yisrael Hana'a. The Imre Bina says that kol shtaros are kosher, even on Yisrael Hana'a. Again, I'm not saying you should do this l'chachil. I'm saying b'dievet if you did it. So we have three shitas as to whether all, remember, in the Bavli, you might have thought all shtaros were the same. Get was discussed, nothing else was discussed. In the Yerushalmi, it at least equated get and kedushin. So we don't know. Do you say get's different? The Bavli only discusses get. Or get and kedushin are different, because the Yerushalmi only discusses get and kedushin, and the Yotzev Haisa. Or all shtaros are different. Or all shtaros are the same, rather. So these are the three shitas. What are these three shitas based on? So, what are these three shitas based on? So, this is Nifa. You don't need a star for the Imre Bina. I mean, you might. But he says that, well, all stars are the same. You can write them all in Yisrael Hanah. Either that's because he holds you never need a Hakinah, or he holds you can have Hakinah by Yisrael Hanah. What's the star of the Ktsos? The star of the Ktsos is that in Ishus you require Nisina Shtar. But in Mammon, you require Akna Ashtar. The Ktsos is that before. In Ishas, you need Nesina Sashtar. You can be no same Yisuri Hana.
In Mamon, you need Haknas Ashtar. It's called Sefer HaMikna. Sefer HaMikna means after you Machna the Sefer. Not everyone agrees. So the Ketzos says, basically, this is very similar to what we just said in our Sugya. This is similar to what we said in our Sugya. There's a fundamental difference in Ishus and Mamonos. He's saying it in Ashtar. Right? This is similar to what we saw in our Sugya.
The Ramban brings the pasuk of Sefer HaMikna to prove that again.
In Kiddushin, Daf Ches Amud Beis, and Gittin, Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis, that Kiddush Ishus is different than Mamon, because Ishus is just a symbolic mice in a Sina. Mamonos, you need to have to know why, because in Mamon, the result is a Kinyan of the Sadeh, so the process has to be a Kinyan of the Shtar. In Ishus, the result is a Chalos Isser in your relationship. So the process is symbolic mice in a Sina. Just one second. What's the story of the Shulchan Rashba? By the way, halacha l'maisa, we are choshish for the Shulchan Rashba and Shulchan Aruch, meaning if someone writes a shtar kiddushin on Isurah Hana'ah, even though the mainstream opinion of most achronim is that she is mekudeshes, but we'd be choshish, she might not be mekudeshes, and if she married someone else, she would need to get from both of them. Okay, we're not passing l'maisa now. What's the svara? So the Adnei Milum explains the svara, the Shulchan Rashba, and he says there's a fundamental difference in get and kiddushin. He says it's not a difference in the Shulchan Rashba between Ishus and Mamon. He says no, get requires only Maisa Nesinas get, but Ishus and Mamon requires Haknas Ashtar. Why would get be unique? He's not saying Ishus is unique. Nothing to do with our sugya. Why would get be unique? Get would be unique, as Joel says, because since get you give Bal Karcha, it can't be Hakna. How can you have Hakna Bal Karcha? Because anyway, you can't have a Hakna Bal Karcha. And therefore, by get is a special xeris because it was just nesina, mice and nesina, not hakna. Yeah. But by ishus, even though we learn kiddushin, the yotzav ha'isa from getin, nonetheless, we put into the regular realm of shtaros, and you need a hakna. Okay, so we see, we see here that, just to summarize, we see that in a few contexts, there's a machlokes rishonim whether you need hakna for getting kiddushin or whether you need just a mice and a sina for getting kiddushin and not a hakna. And getting dafayin ches is a machlokes in Tosfos the Ramban versus the Tosfos Rid. In our sugya, it's a machlokes between most rishonim and the shita l'nodalimi Tosfos Rid and Rov Gaon and Meiri. And I'm claiming the Rambam goes on both of those mechodesh sides. And in the sugya of Yisuri Hana, it's a machlokes between the Rashba on one hand, who says get is unique, the Ketzos on the other hand, and most poskim agree with the Ketzos, who say that Ishus is different, and the Imravina, who says there's no distinction here. There's no distinction here whatsoever.
Right,
Reb Chaim thought that get required a hakna, in which case there's no room for any distinction. Correct.
Does the Ksos quote the Gemara?
He should.
There are good reason why he feels it's different.
That's correct. He does not, but he might have had it in mind. Agav. Okay, this is not really our topic, but the Ksos quoted another nafkamina in between shtar of Mamon and shtar of Ishus. He says there's a concept. The Gemara asks, if I give my wife a get, let's say, simple case, I put the get in her chatzar. How is that valid? As long as she's married, I control her chatzar, and therefore I'm putting in my own chatzar. Yeah. Or if I free my eved, and I give him a get. Yeah. Get shikr. How does that work? After all, whatever he's held, I also am giving to myself. The answer is, give the yadaman ka'achas. Give the v'chatziravan ka'achas, right? Yeah. That, at simultaneously, it's self-justifying, when I put the get in her chatzir, she's divorced, therefore she gets the chatzir. She gets the chatzir, therefore she gets the get. The Ketzos asks, does that also work by Dini Mamonos? Can I write a shtar? I maknem my apartment to you and put in the apartment. Since you got the apartment, you got the shtar. Since you got the shtar, you got the apartment. Says, no, that circular won't work by kinyan, because I was never makdi you the shtar. But it will work by gittin, because in gittin, I don't have to be makdi the shtar. You just have to be no saying the shtar. So it's not circular. I was no saying the shtar, which divorced you, and then you were going to the shtar.
That's the biggest right against the shtar, because the Gemara brings a right from Yitzia, from get. Each of the other girls that the Ktana has a yad, the Gemara brings that the Ktana is going to Yitzia from there. So then you see it can't be
correct, correct, and correct, absolutely. And now we're going to leave that topic now, because it just could go on forever. And I want to cover a little more Gemara, so let's read a little more Gemara. Back to the Gemara. I want to see if I can speed through some Gemara, so I can at least catch up the shtar, which I already sort of hinted at. I do want to get to shtar, so let's briefly look at the Gemara. We're not going to go into all the possible...
I wasn't going to leave Reb Chaim unoffended.
Okay, thank you, I appreciate it. He appreciates it. Okay, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, we are on Chesem and Beis, six lines from the end. His kachili bekikar, I say to a girl, miskadishli be mekudeshmi with this loaf of bread. Today I'm mekudeshes, feed it to a dog. Ain't a mekudeshes. That's obviously she's telling me to get lost, give it to a dog. That's pretty insulting. But... if it's her dog, then she meant my dog is hungry. I want a benefit. She's saying, give me the benefits. She does want to be mekudeshes because she's asking me to help benefit her. And then obviously I benefited her. I fed her dog. Okay. Boy, Rav Mari. Kelev ratzach ra mai. What if the dog is chasing after her? Do we say, with the hana that she's being saved, she's really interested. I mean, she really means I want to marry you. Says, yeah, you want to get me this kikar? I really need this kikar. Quick, give it to the dog who's chasing me to save me from getting bitten. And therefore, it really is a kedushin. She's really saying, I want this hana. Or, odilma, matzi armalei midoraisa, meaning, she doesn't say, stick it in a dog. She says, use it to save me. That sounds like she's agreeing. So on the one hand, maybe she's agreeing, she wants to be saved, and it's worth it to be mekudeshes and to use this money to save herself. On the other hand, maybe she just means it a rice to be mechayv latzulin. Maybe she means, no, feed it to the dog to save me, because me daraisa, a yid, has to save another yid, and therefore, I'm just telling you to do your chiyuv daraisa, I'm not accepting the kiddushin. So we're not sure, pashtus is, we're not sure what she means. Does she mean, yes, I want the kiddushin, but instead of feeding it to me, I'd rather save myself from the dog? That's a more efficient use of the money I'm receiving. Or does she mean, what do you mean kudesh is to me? You have a chiv d'oraisa, feed it to the dog and save me. So do your chiv d'oraisa. Don't start fooling around and joking about kedushin. So, teiku, we're not sure what she means. The interesting machlokes rishonim, it's a sidebar, we're not getting into it, but there's an interesting machlokes rishonim here. What do you mean midoraisa chiyuve mechayves la'atsulan? Midoraisa, you're chayev to save me. Midoraisa, I'm chayev to spend my money to save you. Midoraisa, I have to give up my money to save you. So here we have a machlokes rishonim, right? Midoraisa, I have to give up my money to save you. Says the Meiri, midoraisa, I do have to give up my money to save you in his main daya, but. You have to reimburse me. That's the opinion of most Rishonim in Sanhedrin. It says Mefurish in Sanhedrin. It says Mefurish in Sanhedrin if I am given. Lo sam al damri echa, if I see you being killed, chas v'shalom, then not only do I have to save you, I even have to hire workers to save you and spend money to save you. Say most Rishonim, and then I get paid back. Right? Because, it's only fair. If I saved you, you should pay me back. So, what is this chiyuv Lahatsila, so says the Meiri, and this is most Rishonim in Sanhedrin, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. He says, I have to spend money to save you and get reimbursed.
Doesn't he have to do that even if you don't have money to reimburse?
There's actually a big machlokas. What if you don't have money to reimburse him? Most poskim assume that I have to spend money to save you even if you don't have money to reimburse me. Although there's a tzitz aliyaz about this, and it's very complex, and I'm not getting into it because it's not our topic. When we learn Sanhedrin, I will. But you can look. The tzitz aliyaz takes the sugya apart.
It's different than any other mitzvah to say. I have to spend money to buy an esrog and a lulav also.
But how much?
You know, there's an interesting question. I'd spend more than a fifth of my money, so maybe yes, if you're going to reimburse me. Okay, these are all good questions, which it's not our sugya now.
Why do you have to reimburse them? Do you have to spend money to do a mitzvah?
Okay, so hold that thought. This is the Meiri in the name of Yesh Omrim. I think it's the Yesh Cholkim, technically. He says, no, I have to spend money to save you and not be reimbursed. Obviously, if you offer to reimburse me, that's a different story. But I don't have to.
What's the source of this? Why do you have to save another person?
Lo samar ol dam reyacha. The Torah says you're not allowed to stand by while someone is killed. And the Gemara says explicitly, don't we know there are two sources? Number one, Hashavas Aveda. If I have to return your object, if I have to save your object, I certainly have to save you. So why does the Torah have to add lo tamal dam reyacha? So the Gemara says, because to return your object, I don't have to spend money. I even have to spend money to save you. But most folks can say, get reimbursed. That's the mainstream halachic opinion, and get reimbursed. The Meir quotes a Yesh Omrim. It's interesting. In all the Maseches Sanhedrin, this Yesh Omrim is not quoted. Only in the Meir in Kiddushin. I have to spend money to save you and not get reimbursed. After all, it's my mitzvah. I have to spend money to save you. And the Gemara says, you're not allowed to save yourself with my money. Yeah. You're not allowed to save yourself with my money. But I have to save you with my money. If I'm not here, you can't take my money and save yourself without reimbursing me. But if I'm here, as Ruin says, I have a mitzvah to do. After all, I have to pay for my esrog. I have to pay for my sukkah. I have to pay for my tefillin. So I have to pay for my mitzvah of saving you. Of course, the Meiri would say, no, I have to pay for my esrog and lulav and tefillin because it's only been on lamakal. When it's a mitzvah to help you, then I have to be a tree of myself to help you, but I can ask for reimbursement because it's only fair that you share the expenses. What?
It's
a laugh, yes. It's also an asay of Hashavas Aveda. Now, the Ritva here says something very interesting. A lot of people sort of equate the Ritva with the Meiri. He says that you have to reimburse me. The Ritva here actually, though, says something slightly differently. He says that I only have to save her if she says Tnei Ulekelev. If she doesn't say anything, then I don't have to save her. He says, if she says Tnehu Lekelev, I have to save her and be reimbursed. Why am I reimbursed if she told me to do it? Of course she has to reimburse me. But if she says nothing, I don't have to save her. And if I do, I am not reimbursed because I just did something which was not at all my obligation. And he calls this Mavriach Ari Minichse Chaveiro. He calls this, you know what, if I spend money to protect your property, you don't have to reimburse me. That was my own volunteerism and I don't have to. The Ritva says something a little stranger. He says that I only have to save her if she offers to reimburse me, and saying Tzneo Lekel is offering to reimburse me, meaning he reads, not your chayav before I say, you're only chayav if I say. You're only chayav memela, or says the Ritva, acharei amira shalah, after she says me, I'm chayav. Why? Because until she says something, I'm not chayav to save her, because I wouldn't get reimbursed, because just preventing a damage from happening is not something I can ask to be reimbursed for. This is a big chiddush, meaning it's true. If your property is in danger, and I volunteer to spend my money to just make it extra safe, then you don't have to reimburse me, so you can say, I was willing to take my chances. And since you don't have to reimburse me, I'm not chayv to do it. Here it's a little tricky. Like, what about Osama al-Damri Echa, etc.? I think the Ritva is assuming that she's not in mortal danger here. And he's also assuming that she's not even in such serious danger of monetary damage. Because he says if someone's already being damaged, even in their money, then if I save them, I get reimbursed. If the Ari is already eating your flock, then if I spend money to get rid of the Ari, I'm reimbursed. It's only the Ari is outside there. So the Ritva seems to make an assumption, an Okimta,
which is that it's not a clear danger. This is not real pikuach nefesh. How can you say real pikuach nefesh? I don't have to do it until she asks me to. What?
It says matzla nefesha.
Okay, nafsha doesn't have to mean life. It could mean self. She saves herself, right? Nafsha can mean atzma, not chayeha. So it's a strange ritva, but if you read the ritva carefully, you'll see he says, until she says something, I don't have to save her. And if I do, I don't get reimbursed. And therefore, I don't have to like save her. It's just purely voluntary. Obviously, the ritva is thinking, Okimta, this is not a clear danger, probably not a danger to life. And a dog is chasing after someone. We don't know the case. There's dogs. Exactly. And there's dogs, right? There's a pit bull. And there's a chihuahua. There's a cocker spaniel. You know, so and if you ask, like, when is someone really scared? That's very subjective. You know, there are some people who, you know, you tell them that, whatever, there are some people that if they see a dog the size of a mouse across the street, they'll climb up a tree. And there are some people who will say, oh, that's a cute, tame dog. You know, I'm only worried if a pit bull is chasing after me. And there are some people who wouldn't even worry about the pit bull, but they don't last long. So, the Me'iri seemed to be the Okimta. The Me'iri seemed very clearly that he understood that it was mamish pikuach nefesh. And that's the pashup shot, I think. And then of course you have to save her whether she says anything or not. The only question is, do you get reimbursed if she doesn't say anything? The ritva seem to make a different okimta.
Does it make a difference which lav you're over on? If it's pashup, well, you're over on the okimta. If it's not, then you're just over on the...
Ashok Zaveda. And if it's not even a clear danger to property, meaning who says she's even going to get a little scratch or a little nezek? Maybe the dog, every dog who chases you, again, there's dog chasing and dog chasing. A lot of times I go for a walk and someone's dog chases me and it just wants to get petted.
What if he tries to save him? You're always a hope. He doesn't succeed. He does. So the Yorshim have to pay?
Pashtos, that's a great question. I'm not sure. Okay, let's go on to the Gemara a little. His scotch to be keep the table ani. I say to a woman who's I want to encourage you this loaf of bread, she says, give it to the poor person. Ain't Mekudeshes. Not Mekudeshes. I feel ani asamachala. Even if the poor person who usually she supports, why aren't I helping her out by giving it to someone who she needs to give to? Now, my time. Because she says to him, even though I usually give money to this poor person, I'm just as chayv as you are. We're all Jews. We're all equally chayv to the poor person. When I told you to give money to him, I didn't mean give money to him to benefit me. I meant give money to him to benefit yourself, because you're chayv in the mitzvah just like I am. Like the kelev. In the kelev, she personally was saved. So therefore, we said, efshar, she meant, I am accepting this as kedushin. But in the ani, she's not personally benefit. Otherwise, she would have given him. But it doesn't matter. That's not a personal benefit. Everyone's chayv to give him. So therefore, we say she for sure meant, I'm not mekudeshes. How gavadav kamazvin chomrei pit chayta? A certain guy was selling strands of some sort of small tin utensils. Asayo itzar amalei havli chadshocha. A certain woman came and said, give me a string of them. Amalei hivnach mikachli, says, if I give it to you, you'll be mekudeshes to me. Amrulei havamiyavish says give. Amr chamakal havamiy love klovu. She didn't mean give for kiddushin. She meant give as a present. He says no kiddushin. Just give it to me, not kiddushin. She was saying not kiddushin, just give. How gavra davakoshasi chamra. A guy was drinking wine bechanusa in a store. Asaye itzar amrulei havlichad kasa. A woman came and says, give me a cup of wine. Amrulei hidlach kashli. If I give it to you, you kiddush to me. Amrulei ashkiyashkin. Give me a drink. Amr chamakal ashkiyashkin love klovu. She didn't mean I'll be kiddush. She meant not kiddushin, just a drink. How gavra davakos shodi tam rimi dikla. A certain guy was was harvesting dates from a palm tree. Asaya yitzarmel shadli tarti. She says, knock off for me, give me two dates. Amrli, shadi lach mikachli. If I knock them off and give them to you, will you be kudeshes? Amrli, shadi mishdash, knock them off. Amrav yitzvit, kol shadi mishlav tlomu. She didn't mean, it's obvious to us, that by this double lashon, she didn't mean I want to be kudeshes. She meant not them kudeshes. Rather, just knock them off and give them to me. And we have three examples, one for kalim, one for drinks, one for foods, to show that no matter what it is, her das is the same, that she just means not kiddushin, rather just give it to me. What if she only said one lashon instead of two? Does that mean two lashonas is just this, not that? One lashon, does that mean have like I said before, or does that mean have like you said now? Not clear. So,
Amar Avina Mekudeshes. Mekudeshes, she means Kedusha. Rav Sam Barak, so I'm a Tagad Amalka Inim Kudeshes. The crown of the king. She's not Mekudeshes. Most Rishonim say that means he's swearing by God's crown. The Rav Chanan says, even if she asked for a crown of a fit for a king, it wouldn't be Mekudeshes. But again, most people assume it's just a Lashon of a Shvua. The Helch Sa'in Mekudeshes. The Halacha is she's not Mekudeshes. The Helch Sa'in Shirai Lo Tzvichi Shuma. And the Halacha is that Shirai don't need Shuma. The Helch Sa'in Rabbi Elazar. The Helch Sa'in Rabbi Amar of Nachman in the past few sugyas. Okay, we remember just 2 points. A, why does it say Helch Sa'in Shirai Lo Tzvichi Shuma and not Helch Sa'in Rabbi? Remember that one day in Tosa says, just to make sure you know that looks like Rav in all his cases. One day in Tosa says, Shirai doesn't need Shuma, because we know more or less what it is. But jewels do, because they're very hard to evaluate. And the Rambam says, Shirai don't need Shuma, because women like them. But scrap metal needs Shuma, because women don't like it. Three approaches. And just in this sugya, I'll mention one of my cloaks to Shonim and then stop. Tosa asks the question, why is she not Mekudeshes if she says, give me? If I say to a woman, be Mekudeshes, and she says, give me, of course she's Mekudeshes. It's okay. The Tosa's funny, luscious question, I can answer that. But like, why is this not Mekudeshes? After all, he said Mekudeshes, she said, give me. Why is that not Mekudeshes? And this is the closing, Tosos and the Rashba. Tosos says, because over here, she asked beforehand. When she asked for a present, then from now on, whenever she says, she means a present. If she hadn't asked for a present, then she would be agreeing to Kedushin. But since she already introduced the concept of present, then she obviously means a present.
But the subject was changed.
But even if the subject was changed, since she went back to the language she used when she meant a present, she's hinting at a present. How do we know Hav means present, not Kedushin? Because she already used Hav to mean a present in her first opening sentence. The Rashi says differently. No, the opening sentence does make a difference. It's because he didn't say, you're Mekudeshes to me. He asked if she would be Mekudeshes to him. When I asked if you're Mekudeshes to me, if you mean yes, what should you say? You should say yes. By saying have, you're hinting at, there's a polite way of hinting at no. So that's two opinions that we've shown him. We won't go into more details. How do we know that have means a present and not Kedushin? Tosa says, we know it's not Kedushin because it's a present. How do you know it's a present? Because she initially asked for a gift. So Ms. Stama, if she used it, she, sentence one, she said, give me a gift. Sentence two, he said, will you be Kadesha? Sentence three, she said, give me. Sentence three is, it's a literary allusion. Sentence one, it's continuing the theme of a gift. The Rashba says the other direction. We know it's, she's asking for a gift because she's not agreeing to Kedushin. How do we know she's not agreeing to Kedushin? Because he asked, will you marry me? And when someone asks, will you marry me, you say yes or something romantic. You don't say, give me the ring. By saying, give me the ring, you're saying, I won't marry you. Because you should have said yes if you meant you would marry him. So that's the two approaches to why we paskin have is not valid Kedushin again. Either one, Tosfos, nothing with what he said, with what she said. She said have in sentence one for a gift. So when she says have in sentence three, she also means a gift. The Rashi says, not what do with what she said, do with what he said. Since he said, question, will you marry me? If she said have instead of yes, then that means she won't marry him. Okay, we'll pick up Meretz Hashem with the Lux of Shtar Kedushim on Thursday.
So you can see that you did this already.
What? Yes, I'm up to page 41, part 3.
Okay.
What? Yes, so Tosaf has a funny one. The Achronim all go crazy.